Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
New year, new me, right?
Yeah.
The top 10 analog trends that we are embracing in 2026. There is this push, I have noticed, for going back to the analog way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking about, I know it's digital still, but I'm thinking about just getting a TV antenna, you know, and ditching any sort of streaming services. I want to bring out my DVD player.
Yeah.
And start just watching DVDs again.
Oh, I miss those.
That being said, a few of the analog trends that people are adopting this year, using an actual notebook for notes and not using the Notes app on your phone. Because what does that do? It leads to you tinkering on your phone. Katie's got a notebook. I use a notebook.
Josh uses a notebook.
I have got my to-do list at home on a spiral notebook on the counter.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And there's something powerful about being able to walk over and scratch it off.
There is.
And see a physical accomplishment as you're scratching it off, too.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I agree. And my only digital thing, like, I have a running list of, like, topics that we talk about on the show. I will text myself that. That's my digital list. And then if I have a shopping list, I also text myself the shopping list. I don't even use the note thing. I just text myself. So it's a little different, you know?
That's all digital still. So.
It's digital, but
if it was analog, you'd crumple up the piece of paper and put it in your pocket that says bread, milk,
eggs. But
that
is the extent of my digital list, is what I mean. Everything else is notebook and, you know,
how about
hard
calendar?
Copy.
Paper calendar?
I have a calendar. I just got a waterfall calendar for Christmas, and I have already filled it out. I know, it's beautiful. It's so pretty.
Using an old school alarm clock.
Yes!
You do that?
Well, because I listen to the Nuggets game on my alarm clock, and so it's in my bedroom, and I listen to the Nuggets game when I fall asleep. And I also set two alarms just so I make sure I wake up. So, yeah, one of them on the alarm, one of them on my phone.
Much like my bringing the DVDs out, analog music, maybe throwing a record on or a CD.
Records have made a huge
Or an old school radio.
Vinyl. Yeah.
So says this story.
Yeah.
Yeah, the radio. It's free everywhere. Using an old school planner, wearing an actual watch, reading physical books made the list this year, which Josh has never held one of those. But
no, what was
Katie
that?
And I read a lot of them.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Physical books?
I actually just bought some new bookshelves for our office, and I filled them up with some of the books I have. And I was
like,
that looks really nice.
Yeah.
And then you can bring people in and show them, and they think you're really smart. You're like, I read all those.
What is that Anchorman quote? Leather-bound books.
Leather-bound books.
Rich mahogany. Many leather-bound books. And in the new year, if you are looking to pick up a hobby and meet new people, which I know a lot of people are, Katie's doing a vision board craft class.
Yeah.
To meet new people and hang out with other ladies.
Exactly.
There is a list out this morning talking about hobbies that attract the kindest people. So if you're looking to join something, learn something, and meet some really nice people, they say pottery is where it's at.
Oh.
Get you a kiln.
Like Ghost.
Yeah,
get
like
all
Ghost.
Sexy with it.
Yeah, get your hands all wet and slimy. Get behind somebody.
Yes, that's how you meet people.
You might want to give it two or three classes before you do that, though.
First class?
You don't want to come in hot to that first class and get behind somebody.
I'm Katie.
I was like, hey, I'm Josh.
Your hands are so wet. Yeah.
Let's
I'm making
pot
a bowl.
Together.
I can feel you on my back.
Oh, jeez.
Crocheting classes? Bird watching? Those people seem pretty chill and kind. And then the whole list is like beekeeping, woodworking, gardening, reading. There is something called the fountain pen enthusiasts. There's actually a club.
Wait,
for
I'm kind of into that. I love a good fountain pen.
You can write the, what is that, calligraphy?
Yes.
Learn to write in Old English. Meet some good people. And then way at the bottom of the list, hobbies that seem to attract the kindest people, putting your Venmo account up on your social media in hopes that people will give you free money.
Shut up, Jerry. That's not it. I do that, though. I do.
Do you really?
I don't put it up on social media.
Where did I see it?
So that's the thing. I didn't put it up there expecting people to give me money.
What I said was
I took a screenshot of my Venmo and then wrote over it and said, does anybody else wake up every morning and check their Venmo hoping someone randomly made them a millionaire?
Indirectly asking.
Yeah. No, I was
not asking.
No, I wasn't. I was just saying, does anybody else do this? Like, I hear the stories about how people just wake up and they're rich, and I was like, could that happen? happened to me, you know? And so every morning I wake up and I check my Venmo. And so I put that as my story. And I had a lot of people say, same, same, same. And then randomly somebody messaged me and said, go get lunch on me. I was like, oh my gosh, did you actually send me money? And I looked and somebody sent me $20. I was like, okay. Again,
I don't like this. It feels
dirty.
I did
not solicit them to do that.
I feel like you're full of crap.
No.
In the back of your head, I'm sure you're like, I'm just going to post a Venmo of, or a picture of my Venmo on social.
Even that.
Just for funsies to see so that everyone can see my profile picture and my name on Venmo. I hope nobody just sends me money. I'm just posting this for funsies.
I knew you weren't going to send me money.
Crap.
I did. I wanted to see who else did it. And I had people message me saying they did. So that was my intention with that post. And the fact that somebody actually sent me $20, I was like, well, that's nice.
Feels dirty. It's still, I feel like you should send that back.
I haven't transferred it yet.
Send
so
it
it's
back.
Still in my Venmo.
You need to send that back.
I almost feel like I want to because I don't even know the person who sent it to me. It wasn't one of my friends. It was just somebody who follows me on social media randomly. So I felt kind of bad about it, and I haven't transferred
it. I feel bad about it, too.
I did not do it to get money. I'm hoping a random person.
This was a random person.
I know, but who was, like, my friend on Instagram? Like, you know, we get people who follow us all the time.
Girl or boy?
It was a guy.
Is he single?
Yes. Also part of the reason, and so I don't want to encourage. Like, that's not what I meant.
Does $20
really meant
go out on a date with me?
Yeah, go on a date. Well, that's a different way to pay.
Okay, so anyway, I don't want people to send me money. I just hoped
but if it happened.
A rich stranger was like, oh, she looks fun. $1 million, her way. Like,
but then you do want people to send you money. You're just putting some zeros behind
it. I don't
want to
know them.
Yeah, 20 wasn't enough. That's why.
I don't want to follow them on Instagram. I just want them to see my Venmo. Give me money and then go on with their day. And then give someone else money, too. Like, this is just a person.
You need to take that 20 and pay it forward.
Who likes giving money. That's a good idea. I might do that. I might go randomly put $20 in somebody's Venmo and not Zoe's.
My Venmo is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, here's mine.
There you go.